Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook, also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders, and the show name is called Bridging Wisdom. That's what we do here at BBS Radio. They're like the bridge, and we cross to share each other's wisdom here. Today's date is Archive the 16th, I believe. No, it's the 17th, July the 17th, 2012. It's 8 o'clock p.m., and we're going to just... I didn't prepare for anything, as usual. I just like to let the spirit guide me into what's going on and transpiring. But oddly enough, I do have this journal open. Let's see what it says. This was July the 1st, 2009. The light that shines within. To know me is to know my thoughts. The key into my mind. Penetrating outward. Mystery of my soul. Is so uncategorized. Fresh statements taunted by my withered old self. Dwelling in its shadows. Subconscious rest. Hibernating. Haunting. Harboring quest. Powers of expression. In harbors of yesterday. Regressions of questions. New horizons seen. Shackled the mind. For the meaning of its outline. Drawing of its new sky. Generate of my law in each attraction that I bring for my satisfaction is to finish my story by disclosing outward with force of power's creed. Surrounding shadows and goodness present order, for I am the director of my entire symmetrical thought system. Even though pride is at my side, spirit is not my master. Humble is bent at my knees. Wise is no longer dumb. Each law that attracts, the truth will prevail. Not knowing what my left is to my right. Souls are of one concoction. One collection of one thought. For the heart of the matter, in the course of each, is the faith that destiny's gate, which is gratitude embraced in penetrating the center. Now, my heart inward circle, knowing my deeds. As my atmospheric breath of unity, I rest my soul in the now's moment, the one common heart beating. With love, we survived, succeeding in the perfection of this rhythmic timing, deepens the understanding contained in nothing, no longer. Searching in its meaning by the rest. In letting go prayerfully to the knowing of its full circle evolving. It is now carried out in part with wise silence of meditative moments in jest. Hidden is the source in which feeds me. Laying softly within the arms of the breath of its atmospheric positive. And its negative balance. Thoughts are inspired by each creation of energy, filled to survive there before, here, and now, into this after, to hold in such a new world's birth, the brightest light we shine in each particle as a nuclei needs to be and creates the whole. One common heart, a common place, with common sense, common events, common man, common placement, common evolves, common is resolved. Higher origin, attitude of gratitude, is the highest law, in its simple, rawest form, which transcends as such rising of the winds of the writing world, words that ascend, speaking instructions, commute throughout energy waves born of each word, thoughts, passion. From dream slumber, sleep awakes. Now into an idea that is birthed into the new world's beginning and the highest law with piece by piece, divisions of the soul's whole, containing which is made in each through each other, connecting each dot into the lines of genealogy. The birth and the death that connects the timeless waves of life is a sport that is ever hunting. Remember, what the hunter hunts, that which is haunted. Well, keep reading, because this is pretty interesting to me. I haven't read it since 2009. Let's see. Events that take place after the facts of the forethought, thoughts and the idea of a matter, and that is a fact. Events that take place in history of the man-made mind. Energy, series of events, circulating, spiraling into the universal laws. We attract that which we are. We are as one, for only each is at one at a time. Only once, given, never duplicated. Given once and only one at a time, because each is as one. Unity is a union, -ity, unity. Transitions of the heart knows resemblance, which reveals an announcing that only it can convey, establishing gratifications through every sweet hath its sour, as to its opposites that attract, in its natures, in conditionings preserve, real masters substantaneously, thought through attributes, desire responsibility, bearing its light through the faithfulness and truth, nothing artificial, though naturally rooted, regardless of the horse's ride, accommodate the whole man who will balance through adjusting his posture in eternal world, throwing himself full throttle, motions allowing the knowing, the soul-driven meaning, inseparable of true understanding, the pre-existing of every secret told, preconditioned, every crime punished of its own self, as every good deed is rewarded, every fear faced, and every need addressed, every secret shadow told in every acquisition, established in its seed that is harvest. Gifts are plentiful, for the seeking is in the esteem of its perfection. Extraordinary power is radiating for the pleasure of the genuine, which is the soul, for it knows no other. Wow, that was pretty interesting there. I just get to start writing, and I just write. I just keep on writing, you know, and that's what it's all about. Because once we write, it doesn't matter what it's for. If it's for maybe something that's bothering you or me or whatever, you know, if I write about it, like a letter to someone, or, you know, like I'm really going to give it to them, just want to tell them what I feel. You know, once I write about it, since I do not discuss especially intimate or personal things with other people, because if I do, then that's their opinion and that's their thoughts, which I can take into consideration and hear what they're saying. However, I choose for myself that if something's really aggravating me, and I tend to talk out loud a lot to fill things out, like a storyboard or something, and it may sound like I'm breaking somebody through the coals, but it's something I need to hear, and I am working on myself, and it is me, because what is spoken, it's always, usually, most of the time, always is only God the Creator. But it's something that I need inside myself if it's bugging me, you know? It's something I need to look at and work on. And it becomes part of my storyboard of life, which I am really, 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 really writing. Now, let me just say, when I'm broadcasting right now, I am learning from myself and hopefully sharing it with you guys. Because I love to stay in the moment. I am brutally, bluntly honest, as my mom says, nearly to a fault. I don't put up any junk. I take and take and take till I just can't take anymore. And then I finally blow the daggum truth off the situation's water. But what I want to get at is, you know how everybody has a dream and how everybody has something that they're yearning for, they're calling their. I want to burn my dreams right down to earth. I want to bring them up and in front and in center of myself. I've broadcast many, many times about I'm being pulled to a journal. So let me see what it is.
Good gosh, I got something out. Let me see here. Hold on. I've got all my journals out because I'm putting together that story, but I'm being told to pull out the green journal. Remember the good old green journal, everybody? This old-time listeners? The old-time listeners out there? Okay. Let's see what's going on here. It is, let's see. Wait a minute. Here's it. It's called Coming Out of the Forest. Or Am I Going In? It's 5/28/2002. I stood at the moonlit lacy edge of the Lord Almighty's ocean one autumn night. This was like back in the 70s too. My head thrown back in the crescent moon and the starlit sky. My arms stretched wide as my legs would open. My feet leaving footprints in the wet sand that held my balance and lovingly whispered to God and the whole universe, "Okay, God, show me now. I'm ready. I'm ready to do your work. Show me all of my flaws so that I can correct my wrongdoings and work out and work on all the things I need to change." In my heart, I thought I had really been fairly pretty good. I was so full of love that I had never rarely even told a lie. I maybe have changed things a little bit, you know, made them brighter, clear, you know, crispier. But maybe a little bit juicier, you know, just telling a little, like, a story. But as I stood there, so quiet and reverent, what had been happening is I had been lying to myself about a lot of things that I had not looked at yet and about my life. And God was about to reveal them to me. And thus, I went into the forest, though I thought I was coming out. I felt like Rip Van Winkle, like I had been asleep for the past 10 years, in a dream that was so numbing, such a dream. Actually, in dreamland, I haven't felt in a very long time, which that was 2002. And so I have not allowed myself to really emotionally and healthy, pretty much not very normally feel. The way that I am realizing now is I wake up and allow myself to feel more and remember more than I've forgotten. By trusting in myself totally and trusting in God, I started reprogramming my subconscious mind into positive, healthy thoughts, sorting through my past debris, my mental and physical states had been experiencing if I looked back and remembered that purple spiral notebook where I called the story Streets Within My Mind. That was a September 1989. It was like a deep, heartfelt feeling that I wrote in class for 2 hours for our final writing and creative writing class at CPCC. Our instructor had taught us in all the lessons of how to let our subconscious write for us. We had no idea when we got there what the assignment would be. We had worked on all sorts of things. My mind was riding like a bicycle with its blue tennis shoes on. Anyway, blah, blah. Okay, so what I'm getting out of that is the whole story goes is that if I don't share exactly the power of my subconscious inside of my mind, then I cannot get to what I need. I do know that when I draw, which many people have seen me do and wonder what I'm drawing, I draw upside down. I turn it totally upside down so that the right side of my brain has totally taken over because that's the creativity side. My left side of my brain, my paper, when I draw and do my artwork, straight up it would go, that's an eye, ooh, doesn't look like one, well, turn it this way. It's logic. It's trying to understand what the lines and spheres are and the different circumferences. Turn your paper upside down. I promise you guys. I promise. Turn it upside down. Just start drawing. And what I was getting at about writing, I don't care if I just write three words, something to remind me of this given day, or I'll use a handheld tape recorder. But the thing is that if I don't write it, it stays inside. And once I have written it out, it is exposed. The whole thing that was hidden inside myself, if I let my subconscious mind write it. Because, you know, excuse me while I put some eye drops in, but, you know, people can tell the little lies and see whatever they need to justify not to look at themselves, not to look at the real and the whole. They can twist it and manipulate, justify it, whatever they want, but all it does is bury a little burial down inside your gut. Inside your mind, your mind gets all twisted up, all the routes of the neurotransmitters that fire that make the roadmap to your brain synapses. The more you think something, the more it routes and makes a permanent route. So automatically, you can look at a symbolic something or something will trigger it, and it knows its route, just like, you know, putting the car, you know, how you've been in your neighborhood or something, or you know your way around town. The more you think a thought, the more it's going to route into your brain. And the more, and the easier that once you think it even haphazardly, it's going to fire that neurotransmitter, which is going to pop that synapse, which is going to go right down that roadmap. And what happens is it becomes part of our subconscious mind so deep that as a shaman, as a soul retrieval, as a healer that I am, that I, the reason I have chosen to be in my nunhood all these years is to get as clean and clarified of knowing myself and cleaning out my vessel so that I could come out of the forest. Because when we do a vision quest, it doesn't have to literally be a forest, like per se, physically. You can have the forest within your vision quest. Like, I tend to close my eyes a lot of time. This is how I heal myself, too. Closing my eyes, and I take, you know, I'm left-handed, so you take your dominant side and you sit on that side. No, wait a minute. Okay, stop. I'm taking my ADD now. Okay, take the non-dominant side. Okay, of your get yourself in a movie theater. You remember the old-fashioned movie theaters that had the upstairs and stuff? Get as far back into the far corner up in your thoughts and your mind, which I look at my forehead, which I adjust it like a rear view mirror, and like lights are coming through the back of a car, you know, when it's nighttime, I'll envision lights coming through the back and they go to my forehead, and that makes a movie screen. Okay? Now, the movie screen, you sit as far back in that movie theater, this is what I do as I possibly can. On my non-dominant side, so that would be my right side. Most people are right-handed, so they'd sit on the left side. But anyway, whatever situation that's bothering me, because we all tend to ask why, we've got to look at the when, the where, the how, and the what, and there's the daggone why every time. I don't care how you try to twist it around. You look at when something started or happened or evolved that's bugging you, or, you know, even happy. So a good thing or a bad thing. Look at how, what, where, and bam, there's your why. Every time, don't matter, there it is. But what I do is I sit back there in that movie theater, I close my eyes, and in color, living color, I start from the very beginning of the situation, okay? Now, I'm going to stop right there because I want you to understand, like when people have a hard time falling asleep at night because they're thinking so many things, if you stop your thoughts and go, stop right there, I can't fall asleep, stop, what was I just now thinking? And you think that thought and speak, you know, think it to yourself, and then go, what was the thought before that? And go to the thought behind that one. Then you go, what was the thought that triggered that one? Go behind that one. And keep doing that till you're all, you know, it's like counting sheep, you're friggin' asleep. And you all of a sudden, before you fall asleep, you're going, that doesn't even match what I was thinking at the last when I stopped my thoughts. I kid you not, we run rampant. If we put it on autopilot, and it's like if you are not staying on the straight and narrow path, and you just, you know, you're detouring all over the place, or you're camping out here and there, and you're not paying attention to the scenery like a turtle. You know, a turtle picks is the slowest to win the race, but it goes in the right destination, and it pays attention to the nitty-grittiest detail. It's just like being in that forest when you do a vision quest, okay? We're going back to that. They're going to have to connect some dots because I started in the forest. Now, think about it. You know, one day I laid out breadcrumbs, and not too long ago, I had cereal crumbs. I had my storyboard. My house looked like, if somebody didn't know me, which I really don't care because it's none of my business. Terry Lynn Whitaker taught me that in her book, What You Think of Me, It's None of My Business, because they don't know what I'm doing. But put out the breadcrumbs like a Hansel and Gretel. I got lost in the woods, you know, and the birds ate the little breadcrumbs. But the thing is the respect, the highest nth respect while you're on your vision quest. And take heed to every little nitty-gritty particle detail that speaks to you. From a wea tree, which is to me the tree that has a double split, one trunk but splits in the center, and the trees that have the birds, you know, pay attention because the birds are our spiritual animals. They're our messengers. John DeBoer taught me that with his flute. He said that the flute, if you play to the music of the birds, that the birds have more sound and more tones and pitches than you'd ever need in a lifetime. But what I'm getting at, let's go back to the problem, if you have a problem or trauma. And that is that you go into the back part of a movie theater. You adjust your third eye rear view mirror. And if you need to, when you're closing your eyes, just barely have a slit open, but still focusing up in the center of your forehead. Because there's three eyes. We got one on each side, one left, and we got the bridge to the right, and then we got the center. Okay, so that's your three, you know, the third eye. That's what's called the third eye. The pineal gland. But, take what you can remember. Go to the very beginning of the situation. I'm talking at the very beginning, and go in very slow motion, but you're in the back of the movie theater, remember, and you've got a reel on, and you're looking in your third eye, and you can see little bits and pieces of it. If you can't, that's okay, because it takes a little bit of practice, but go all the way to the nth degree end, okay? Now, you take, at the very end, when you finally get to the now that you're in, while you're sitting in the movie theater, up to the present moment, take the non-dominant hand and hold all that hurt, negative, harm, let's say, lessons, whatever. Now go to the opposite side of the theater, okay, which is your dominant hand, which mine happens to be a left-handed. So I'm going to go to the left side of the theater in my mind, in my thoughts. And I'm going to zoom up and look in my third eye, okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go backwards, starting from beginning, the now, and I'm going backwards, but I'm doing it in black and white, and I'm doing it very fast, okay? Very fast. So then at the very end, when I get to the very beginning of what started it, what happened, I take the dominant hand that has the positive, because what I've done is I've rewound that tape and erased it. Because that's what we have to do with our thoughts in our head. We have got to erase the old playing tapes. So I'm giving a simple analogy that was given to me. And us. And then, you know, I added my part to it, which you'll probably add your part to it when you share it. But the thing is that to revamp on the whole thing and do a little synopsis, a situation or a problem, a heartbreak, a sickness, an illness, a circumstance, you know, because circumstances have a home of their own. But how we experience them is our feelings. And we can stand on our head, we can headache, we can vomit, we can cry, we can go act out, we can go get drunk, we can, you know, stay up all night, we can stay up 3 days, we can go bicycle, we can eat all the time, whatever makes your experience be able to accept that circumstance is what you're going to do. And what I'm trying to help you guys do is to understand that the experience is a choice, how we experience things. And if it keeps coming up, an old play tape which routes it, you know, constantly old things like, oh, I'm not good, oh, I'm paying, you know, your self-talk or either a harmful thing that's happened, go to your non-dominant hand. Go into an old movie theater back in the day or whenever you can remember. Just pick a movie theater that's got 20 billion chairs in it, but you want the very back seat in the farthest non-dominant hand you have. You want to look in your vision as a dream, and you want to focus on that screen that is really far away, and you want it in multicolor, and you want to go very, very slow. From the first thought of the remembrance of what transpired, which is the what, the when, the where, the how, and there you have your why. You want to wind it all the way up to the present day, and it might take 30 minutes. Just get as detailed as you can, because it is your movie. You own it. You own the hurt. You own whatever. You own the good, bad, and different, because yes, your stuff. Nobody else's, and nobody can tell you what it is, because you got to be true to yourself, got to be real to yourself, and you got to get that junk out of yourself. I call it going into the sewage or the gutter when I do it, because I have got to get as clean and honest with myself as possible and constantly keep old junk that is stored away as a vehicle of karma out of the way, because I would rather have my karma blessings, because every situation in your third eye, in the movie theater, the far back corner of the non-dominant hand, color, slow motion to the present, then switch over to the opposite side, your dominant hand, your dominant side of your body. Play it really fast from this present moment back to the beginning in black and white. I promise you, then you take your hands together, because you got positive and negative, because it takes positive and negative, this and that, left and right, black and white, yin and yang. It takes one particle of one particle to make a whole. It takes a half of a half to make a whole. Take that, clap your hands together, throw it. I blow it like a dart. I throw it out, and bam, it's done. You know, I bet you 100, it took me maybe 2 or 3 times to do that, and some situations that were really heartfelt, they're just, you know, hey, they're filed and done. I don't need to pull up. But I do want to explain to you guys, too, what I have learned. People come in and out of our lives. Situations come in and out of our lives. Remember this, people. Nobody, nothing has the power to cause one to feel, act, think, do, behave anyway. We have a choice, and the choice is how we choose to experience the circumstance. Okay? I was brought back to that pretty hard, but I fed into some stuff. But you know what? God will not put on me any more than I can handle. And people, places, and things, like the beach. I haven't been to the beach in a while, but it's amazing. I've got a miracle. All of a sudden, my back doesn't hurt. My legs don't hurt. I can dance again. I've lost a couple, 20-something pounds. You know, it's really weird. It was not anything but me allowing my power to be given over to situations, whether it be in my neighborhood, whether it be in my home life, whether it be in the internet, whether it be me not being able to make up my mind of what I choose to do in life. And whatever. If I also want to leave you with that. When you catch a dream at night, think of the last thought that before you go to sleep. It's like a meditation. And you say to yourself, what is it that I'm wanting out of this dream? What am I wanting an answer to? The last thought on your mind, it don't matter what it is, if you don't even remember to do it or not. That's what you're going to wake up with. That's your attitude the next day. Whatever you go to sleep with on your heart and on your mind is what you're going to be the next morning. It just is. because it plots and maps it out for you. Ask yourself, too, you know, if you can remember you're dreaming. I like to keep a little miniature handheld tape recorder right by my bed, or, you know, the regular little tape recorder, because I never know when I'm going to start, you know, feeling some. I used to get up and get to the computer, but now I know to just go back to the old days the way I used to. And the thing is that our dreams are not our old junk or debris left in the day or, you know, in the past. Our dreams are what we wish, want, and desire. Okay? They're our quest. Now ask yourself, when you remember your dream, as vivid as freaking possible, from down to the nitty-gritty color, are you in the dream? Or are you watching yourself dream? Are you dreaming through your eyes? Or are you watching yourself dream? Because if you are watching yourself dream, what is that? Is that a wish, want, or a desire? Because you're watching it, right? You're wishing, wanting, and desiring something. You're watching yourself dream. Pretty, it's a little logical thing I figured out. Now, if I'm in the dream, actually seeing through my eyes and don't see my body, but I'm in the dream, that is a vision quest. So we are constantly vision questing out there, everybody in this world. And that is your forest. That is the trees. That is your focus. Now, you know, you've always heard, do I see the forest or do I see the tree? Well, that depends on the perspective. You know, do I need to really hyper-focus in on something and really take into detail? Most of the time, yes, but I've learned to zoom it really quick, you know, because I'd like to see the whole picture, which is the forest, but I'd like to focus in on one thing at a time. And that is my challenge because of being, you know, my brain going so fast all the time and bouncing, but that's just who I am. Hey, it's just like somebody born with a, you know, heart murmur or, you know, a, whatever. That's just me, and I like me. I love me to pieces and back. I'm not conceited. I'm happy and content. I appreciate everybody that's trying to help me lose weight, but it is not from eating. It is just from lack of not being able to move with this extreme pain that was upon me for so long, and it was from the damaged mold in the house, but it also was because of steroids. I was on high doses of IV steroids for 3 weeks solid, and then a good 6 months or so, 6 weeks or so of the steroid pills. And hey, what happened was I got a vascular necrosis, which I have little to no blood supply to my bones, my big bones. And that came from being severely in pneumonia. So people, it's not about the looks on the outside. Believe you me, honey, child, everybody's situation. I mean, they're nice to look at and they maybe give a little more pretty. But what's inside is what's inside. And not many people, you know what's inside someone's house. It's what their soul and spirit wears. What they see is just the house. And it's, you know, there's a lot of people out there that like to judge over situations like that. But now let me say, when you're going to go somewhere and you got to represent yourself, I can be the queen of the ball. I can look like the... You know, because that's just the way we're all chameleons. We all wear different hats. But when I'm in my own house, even if everybody and their brother was zooming in at my 24/7 hours a day, from the TV to the dadgum, you know, me sleeping, bathing, whatever, I really don't care what people think of me. It's none of my business. And if I stay up in front for my thought processes, it can be read quite easily. Anybody's can. But if you want to pull back, okay, and it makes people think you have a disconnection there, but you don't. Because no one should be in one's heart except for the Creator and themselves. What'd I say? I love them with all my heart. They're in my heart. Nothing should be in one's heart but the Creator who you choose to call your higher power and yourself. That is a garden. That is sacred, intimate. And it's the personal relationship that if somebody else still has the same God or whatever, goddess or or, you know, I choose to call Jesus Christ as mine because I don't want all those channels coming into me. I don't want all those spiritual things coming into me. I've got one clean vessel, one channel, and that's the Holy Spirit. Hey, you know, you can read on the outside of people, places, and things through many different mediums along the way. But listen, these people that come in and say they're channeling different people, good God Almighty, how do you know you got that channel out? How do you know that's not going to mess with you and have multiple personalities, you know? And yeah, I could choose if I wanted to hear, but I choose not to. I'm like me. I don't want to hear everybody and their brother in my head and having a committee. I want to hear me, myself, and I, my God, and my higher self. And what I do is I go through, I act like my forehead is an eraser, okay? I look at my third eye, I race down like it's a chalkboard, and I go back into the back of my head, and I draw all the way down. I can be into the deck of baby toe if I want to. I can be in a muscle. I can be in my kneecap. But I have the channel direct into the inner side of my heart. And no one or nothing should be in your secret garden. When you pray, we should pray into the secret, secluded closet of our thoughts. Because it's personal. It's reverent. It's a relationship. It's intimate. Just like being married to somebody. You don't want everybody and their brother knowing how you're doing everything, do you? Well, by gosh, when you pray, know this too. Because ask and receive. And if I ask, it's going to be given. I better be specific. So what I've learned to do is, God Almighty, Holy Spirit, inside of me, my prayers are so deep, I ask you to intervene and pray my prayers for me. Because the Holy Spirit will moan and groan to the depths of the pits of your soul for the longing and the love and the help that they want to give you, that He wants to give you, my Holy Spirit wants to give me. I tell you what, be so specific, because if I half blatantly say, oh God, I pray for so and so that they feel better. What? You know, how you doing today? Well, it depends. Personal, emotional, physical. Well, you know, it's just like that. Or it's just like, how many letters in an alphabet, and how many different ways can you put the letters? How many numbers are there in the world, and how many different ways can you put the numbers? Every single solitary nth detail, God will answer. So the best thing I've learned for myself is the Lord's Prayer. And if I can't think of anything else and my mind starts racing, if I just go back to, oh God, help me please, or oh God, only you know. That's as simple as I can get with that. And all I have to do is say, you know, that's my personal relationship. That's who I choose to be in a relationship, married to. My higher self, my power, is God Almighty. This bullcrap, whipping boy, nasty-fied, skanky-ass, magic, fake, farce, black stuff cannot come near me. It has no power over me. It cannot make any situation happen in me or my family's life, because I have the vessel of the Holy Spirit, and I have the full armor of the Lord thy God on, and Satan, darkness, knows the many demons that its karma will pay its back sevenfold if it touches a Christian or even tries to have something holy that lives inside of me. Now, I'm not saying everybody is a god inside themselves, because it takes one plus one to, you know, half of this, half of that to make a whole. It's an M in me turned upward to a W in we. So, I love Buddhism. I love Gandhi. I love to study, you know, whatever comes to me as a teacher is great. It's great because we have so many masters. But the more we have out there in our lives, the more we're going to get conflicted with which is doing what with where and how and when and what. So the thing that I do for my simplified self is sit down and say, thank you, God. Speak for me, do for me, act for me, be for me in every way, shape, and form. Remove my will out of the way. Kill myself out of the way. Now get the self-centeredness away. You bring your will in, God, and take in all the situations, all that are people, places, and things in my life that are not of the will that you have for me today in this time. Even though people come in your life or situations come in my life, but at this day and time, this moment, bam, I could have so-and-so be out of my life or that situation out of my life. I don't ask why. I look at when, where, how, or what, and I'm always thankful because it was a lesson that can be applied to make me stronger and more evolved out there. Now I ask God at the end, please bring into my life people, places, and things that are of your will that will do the best for what your will be done, not mine. And every single time I try my best to say, use all the words, thoughts, actions of me in every way, shape, and form to the good and the glory of you that has happened. And I forgive myself constantly because I'm human. Nothing but a human being. Kathy Hill Cook, Tassie. That's who I am. I'm not any other thing except for I have disciplined myself as strongly as I can to evolve as deeply as I can to help more people be as knowing as they can of themselves and to be more peaceful. And when something's not working, by gosh, over and over and over and over. But every time I go back to the situation, I learn something new. So evidently I wasn't finished with it, you know. Now I want to say, I want to say, what time is it? Oh, 10 minutes, okay. I want to say, next week, is that the end of the month? Yeah, okay. I get my clothes at this certain place because I'm a plus size person. And it's Scarlett's Design, Scarlett's in near South Park. And his name is Todd. I call him Todd David because I swear he looks like a David. I want to tell you, he tells me I'm going to go to his place and I'm going to see if BBS Radio, they don't know this yet. But I'm going to do it on film, you know, like on a YouTube or however they can do it. But he is going to explain the different size bodies of a person. And he has been all over studying. And he, you know, please forgive me by not remembering your name, Runway. Project Runway, that I just love that man, that beautiful blonde-headed hottie. He's so cute, but he knows what he's talking about. He's worked with him and other people. I mean, he really knows his stuff, not only just plus size, but small size as well. We're going to talk about the different shapes of a body and how to dress it. That's going to be next week. Hopefully, it's going to be at the Scarlett's Boutique that we'll be able to film it. If not, I'll film it and make it into a long YouTube if BBS, but I know BBS might have their TV up by then to be able to do that. That's next Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month. And we want to thank Paul Dell Roberts that was on last week. Gosh, that was some amazing stuff. No, that was Janet Russell. Janet Russell was on last week. She's got a lot in the pot going on. She's touring everywhere. She's doing cruises and everything. And I want to say hello and welcome Francine Silverman, Ship to Shore. She wrote the book on 700 radio hosts and how to get top 700 radio hosts and how to get invited. I just saw she was on the other day. She welcome back to BBS Radio. She's a fantastic, phenomenal person. And I want to thank everybody at BBS. I want to thank all my teachers because you are all my teachers, though you're my brothers and sisters too. And I might say it out loud and beat the hairbrush out of somebody, but it's something I need to learn. You know, give me a break. And it's my story. Don't judge me. Don't look at why. Just go, hey, what am I learning? I was seeing what she's saying or hearing. Because I pretty much allow myself to be totally open book. I have nothing to hide. And I welcome all positive into my life and into my realm. Just don't judge me. Because you need to take the log out of your own eye before you can pluck the small splinter out of mine. Same goes with me. I need to take the log out of my eye before I pluck the splinter out of my brother's. Now, we got about 5 minutes left. I'm going to close a little bit early because I know that, you know, there's a show right after mine, Spiritual Revolution, Evolution. I love that show. It's a really good show. Y'all listen up and tune into that. And listen to Station 2, Station 1, and the music. You get a lot out of BBS Radio. If it's not on mainstream, you heard it first here at BBSRadio.com. Let me see if I can find a little piece of something to play. I'm on my bigger computer, so I don't really know it that well. Hold on a minute. Let me see what about. Let's see. Huh? Well, I want to close with something, but I don't know what. I got one. Good old Steve. He has UR2, and he is a Chip Horchak. Here we go, Chip. This is your Psalms 19. And Doug, we're going to fade out with that, okay? Tell Don I said hello and give Seth a hug as well. Here we go, Psalms 19. Stephen Horchak. I call him Chip. Wait just a minute, please. Something's with my little machine. Hold on. I'm going to get it up there. It's frozen. Wait a minute, guys, because this is so good. It's not going to let me play it, is it? Here we go. This is Kathy Cook, Bridging Wisdom. See you next week, everybody. Enjoy Steve Horchak.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handy will. Day unto day he uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. No speech nor language, their voice is not heard. Their light has gone out through all the earth, and the world's to the end of the world. In them might be set a tabernacle for the sun, which has a bridegroom coming out of its chambers, rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. He's going forth from the end of the heaven, and a sucker to the ends of it. And there is nothing needed from the feet thereof. The law of Yahweh perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh sure, making wise and simple. Statutes of Yahweh right, rejoicing heart. The commandment of Yahweh pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear of Yahweh clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh true, righteous altogether. More to be deserved than gold, yeah, than much fine gold. Sweet rocks so beneath, and the honeycomb. More by the mist I stood warm, in keeping them great reward. Who can understand errors brings down me from secret. Keep back my sitting on so unconscious. Let the night have dominion on me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Yahweh, my strength and my